Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. And today, April 19th, Conquering Stress, Part 2. Oh, darlings, take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Who are you? What do you want to do? What do you want to be in this life? Roger Whittaker has a great record out, and he says, and I'm quoting him, "You have one mama, you have one papa. You only have one life to live, no matter who you are." Now, you've heard me say this time and time again. There are no dress rehearsals. This is it. We live in mind, and it can only return to us what we think into it. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. What are you thinking? Right now, what are you thinking? Share your thoughts with me. The guest call-in is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. So I'm asking, how does your garden grow? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And Tuesday's show was NATO, The Joy of Stress, Part 1. Medical disclaimer, I am not an MD or a PhD. I've just been given this incredible gift of vision with futuristic insights. And just the idea of aging appealed to me at the age of 7. I said I knew I didn't want to grow old. And at the age of 11, I was in heaven because I found an expression that literally changed my life. Classical ballet, oh, I knew the terms. Relevé, I raised up on my toes and I could see the world and feel the rhythms in me. But we'll do another show on that. I started to train and study at the age of 11. At the age of 12, I was touring with ballet ensembles during the summer. What an experience. And I did have a chaperone, and I was always the youngest. So obviously, I was spoiled. Oh, I was incredible, because I loved being center stage and having all of these mamas and papas taking care of me. So, what are your thoughts on aging? How stressful are you? Now, the two books, NATO, Notable Authors Together Optimize. The doctor is Peter G. Hamsid, MD. And I'm quoting from The Joy of Stress, How to Make Stress Work for You. When this was put in front of me, it was like, man, this is awesome. I could help so many people understand that you're the captain of your ship. You're the Michelangelo. You're the one that is piloting your life. So you can't blame anyone. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. What choices are you making? And you would get the book, The Joy of Stress, How to Make Stress Work for You. And then his second book is Stress for Success. How to Make Stress on the Job Work for You, the same doctor, so you could Google him, and get the book. get the book. A NATO quote, be selfish. Get everything you can out of life for as long as you can, but not at the expense of anyone else. I inserted that. Can you be spontaneous? Can you be funny? Eat normal foods? Can you just be carefree? Run or ride with the wind in your hair? Are you proud of your body, your fit body? And enjoy each stride with your children and their children? So I'm asking you, how's your life going? Who are you? What do you want to be? You see, I am determined that I'm going to be on the world stage and sharing with people that your life and how it is today and unfolding, it's all by the choices you made. And my mission and passion is to change, redefine the perception of aging. Do you want to live to be 100? George Burns said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. And I think one of the Hollywood stars, let me see, Joan Collins, she was allegedly dating a younger guy, much younger. And someone said to her, but what if death separates the two of you? She said, well, if he dies, he dies. How do you feel about your age? How stressful is it? The call-in number is 347-637-3789. Remember, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Do you live in the now? Or are you so involved in stress about the past? Let it go. Learn from it. What are you going to do about it? Learn from it. Apologize. Reconcile. The future? I told you it was promised to no one. So you have to live in the now. Or is your mind constantly going forward? Oh, what am I going to do at the end of the month? Oh, Mother's Day is coming. Oh, Father's Day is coming. Oh, it's summertime. Why can't you just embrace the moment? And the one thing that I want to share with all of you that I'm just livid about, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Mark Twain. And Raymond Charles Parker said, the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and they stop visioning where they want to go. What has your age got to do with it? Would someone please tell me what their age has to do with their decisions? Senility? Did you retire? And you decided that you're just going to sit in a rocking chair? The body and brain don't age. We do by our choices. So you wind up senile, early dementia. You've got to work the body and the brain. You have to continue to learn. Take time to use all your senses to soak up the beauties of color, texture, sound, and smell. Conduct your affairs with integrity. Earn the respect of your peers. There are so many myths of aging. You know, I don't even think about it. In fact, at 25, I had my very own home-based business. I think I'm 30. Why not? Now, of course, I'm not stupid. I know that there are some things physically that I had to tone down, because when you've been on point all of your life on toe shoes, then stilettos in the world of fashion for years, and then stair climbing. In 2014, I climbed 50 flights in 9 minutes. And darlings, I'm an octogenarian. So who are you? I'm going to ask you again. What do you want to be? What do you want to accomplish in your life? Come on, the world is waiting for you. Timing is everything, and the time is now. I want you to give a voice to your passion. Who are you? What do you want to be? You could be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show. Does everyone understand the purpose of you or your service, your business, your product, your mission and passion? How does it feel, that fire in the belly desire to share your story with the world? It's your story, your way. Internet radio is a powerful marketing tool. It's exploding. So you email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and we'll talk. And I'll find out. Because you see, I'm going to be the producer and the host, and I'm going to present you to the world. It's up to you to convince the world that they should get in touch with you. I don't know what your passion is or what it is that you want to do. And after the live show, we go into a rehearsal. Your show is archived, and then I email you the link. Then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and it will circle the world. You get to choose your day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The time is flexible. However, I do like to stay with 11:30 because the world is accustomed to that. And I will design your show with you, walking alongside of you. Lights, camera, action. Then I become your outside advocate. Of course, there's a modest fee. You could book a half-hour show, an hour show, 10 half-hour shows. The pleasure is all mine. I look forward to hearing from you and working with you. Creatively yours, Kathy. And while you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, remember, you could discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now by investing in you. Live with Kathy is sponsored. Oh, you could sponsor. We could take a 30-second or a 60-second commercial. And, of course, the half-hour shows or the hour shows where you're the star. All you have to do is log on, Kathy, email Kathy, CATHI studio@sbcglobal.net. I think of my sponsors as partners. I just want you to feel the energy of the brotherhood and sisterhood, iron workers and impact. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together. Better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you by Iron Workers International and Canada. It's the dump-head yawn of the trades. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is my pleasure to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed, not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. You have to log on ironworkers.org because, darlings, you have to qualify. Do you love building with your hands? Bill, also known as the Silver Fox, the guy that I spent 64 years with, he loved ironworking. Oh, he said, Kath, it just gives me a thrill to see the project that we're all working on come to fruition. And we made it happen. And it's for guys and gals. So I don't know whether it's 3 or 4 years of apprenticeship. Then you become a journeyman, and you're paid. And your health care clicks in, and so does your pension. Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. And the CD is out. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And then gently segue down into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the graceful movements of the swan. It's available by emailing kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. To learn more, log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age, the artist Beau Vivant, a wire art sculptor, Leatherworks. Each design is created for the individual, hand-built, made one at a time, one of a kind. If you want to find out more, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Tax Man. Cometh and goeth. Oh, my taxes were done months ago. Greg McIntyre, an incredible CPA. Do you have a little financial issue? You could email Greg at ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth. Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Oh, come on, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, trauma, anger, they all release toxins into the body, and they're leading factors in premature aging and, yes, death. Now, the ebook and the soft copy only available by getting in touch with Kathy at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And in it, darling, you're going to find the stretches to help you with your vocal cords, your swallowing, and your speech. And if you find that you're beginning to slur your words, no, darlings, it's not loose dentures, it's a lazy tongue. Having trouble swallowing? The back of your throat, the muscles need to be strengthened. We're living longer. But how joyously? It is entirely up to you. Edith Nam is another author extraordinaire. She authored the book Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Home-Based Businesses. Age has nothing to do with it. Is that dream still dancing in your heart? You're going to go to the very end with your dream dancing in your heart? I don't know. Are you an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, retired? You don't have to invest huge capital. I have the formula. Yes, I have the blueprint for starting your own home-based business. It's a magnificent way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals. It offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and to believe in yourself. Most people have an inferiority complex, and they don't really think that they could do it. Oh, yes, you can. Imagine the CEO of your own business and teach the children. But my dears, you need to have the blueprint, the formula. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call-in number is 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Website simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. The show is archived www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. The date, click on the date, April 19th, 2017, and it's Conquering Stress Part 2. Who are you? What do you want to be? Stress can really work for you. When you have decided to retire, and you're just sitting there doing nothing, how could the brain work and the body work? You know that they do talk to each other. So it's up to you to be a very clever captain and navigator. I want you to continue to learn. Take time to use all your senses to soak up the beauties of color, texture, sound, and smell. Conduct your affairs with integrity. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Do you hear me? Treat people the way you want to be treated. Earn the respect of your peers. Earn the loyalty of your friends. And earn the love of your children and spouses. You could push back the boundaries of senility and extend your productive prime years as far as you can. This is the joy of stress. How to make stress work for you. The author, Peter G. Hansen, MD. Stress and your life expectancy. How long do you want to live? And I'm asking you. Well, let me ask you one thing. I don't know what your age is, but up to this point, how has your life been going? You know, stress is an individual reaction. A single event, for example, speaking to a large audience, can give a positive stress to one person and a negative stress to another. I remember the first time, because I've always been a performing artist, and a developer of Fashions Unlimited worldwide, haute couture. And the first time I did a fashion show at Cherry Hills Country Club, isn't it amazing that I still remember? I thought I was going to pass out. And that little voice said to me, "What you need to do, Kathy, is just focus on one table or one person and just tell them your story." And it was magic. Today, I was on the Big O show in 1996. I was a guest, Are You Afraid of Aging? And I asked for the microphone, and it was given to me for 20 minutes, and Miss O said Kathy should have her own TV show and radio show, and I did. But after that, I got calls, and I had so many people say to me, "Kathy, millions of people were watching you. Weren't you frightened?" I said, "Heavens, no. I wanted 20 million to watch me." My mission and passion is to be on the world stage, helping you to live your life like it's golden. Darlings is relative. It can be fantastic, or it can be fatal. It's all up to you. You should respect the dangers of stress because it will affect your blood pressure and heart and so on and so forth. But you can learn to harness its benefits Olympic records are not set on the quiet training tracks, but only with the stress of competition in front of huge crowds. The most efficient work done by a student is often during the stress of facing a deadline for a term paper or exam. The most electric performances don't come out of actors during rehearsals. They occur when the curtain rises before a live audience. And the best performance of a trapeze artist will probably be without the safety net. Now, too much stress, however, can become a negative force. Too little can be just as disastrous. And when you get the book, there's a craft. It will just guide you. It is just amazing. Just amazing. Stress and your life expectancy. This is what I don't understand. There seems to be a dichotomy here. Me, live well past 100? Why bother? That's in the book, page 1. No one wants to die today, but most people say they don't want to live to be 100. Why is this? But let me just segue into women and longevity. Today, most of our elderly tend to be women. The men in their lives, in many cases, have succumbed to wars, higher incidence of smoking, alcohol abuse, and excess stress. The stress has been brought on largely by the hurry sickness that attends the 20th century and 21st century production line. So, in chapters 8, you identify yourselves. Are you a type A? You are the very ones who could least afford to skip the whole section of this book. But getting back to women in the past, tended to be insulated from the battlefield, from cigarettes, by pure unacceptability of this habit, from the hurry sickness of assembly lines, by their differing roles in the society. Pressures of child raising, to be sure, are not to be minimized as a source of stress. However, they have generally not involved constant conflict with the time clock. Now, it would be wrong to assume that women will continue to outlive men. Before the industrial age, men actually outlived women constantly, and this was due to the high incidence of death among women at childbirth. Men working hard on the land, this meant they had constant exercise. That's why I talk about iron workers, but not time clock pressures. It also meant they had more control over their finished product, in this case food, than the modern assembly line worker. The lower incidence of cigarette smoking. And there was no such thing as idle retirement. Why not live longer? The pendulum is saying, but my darlings, if you're smoking, stop. Not even smoke in moderation. Now remember, I'm not medical, but stop if you want to live longer. Now, the pendulum is swinging. Today, women are gaining improved status in the workforce. As a result, they are now fighting the time clock in increasing numbers. Working mothers in today's society were brought up at a time when it was less common for women to be working. Who are you? What are you? Where do you see yourself in a year, 2 years, 10 years? I'm here to help you enjoy the best of the rest of your life. Until tomorrow, Kathy, au revoir.